What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Real Bodybuilding Podcast. This is episode number 103, and we have a family podcast for the first time ever on the channel. Welcome to Hassan Mustafa. How are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm also with Hassan's wife and their beautiful daughter.
Hey.
Huh?
She's in shock.
your wife's name is Riham?
Yes, Riham.
Okay. And your daughter's name is?
Talia.
What is it?
Talia.
I like that. Okay. Very nice.
She knows her name.
Okay. So you guys are, it is almost 6 in the morning there right now, right?
Yeah. That's
Okay. So the one thing I want to cover is Ramadan. So right now it's Ramadan for all Muslims that are, they're fasting, and Hassan is an IFBB professional and is dealing with Ramadan at the same time. So I kind of want to ask you how you guys set your day up that way.
حسن كيف انت يومك في رمضان كمحترف وصوم رمضان يعني؟
الموضوع صعب كتير يعني في الوقت الحالي بعمل كارديو الصبح سوري قبل المغرب باكل وجبة وبعد كده بروح التمرين بعد كده باكل 3 وجبات وبعمل كارديو تاني بعد اخر وجبة.
Yeah, right now he's saying it's actually very difficult. It's draining. So he does cardio fasted before the first meal around 5 or 6 p.m. Yeah. And then we have the meal at 7:30. And then he does training around 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And then from 12 to 5 a.m. he has 3 more meals.
So you stay. Go ahead.
What's really hard for him is getting all the meals and training all within 8 hours. So it's hard to squeeze it.
Yeah, for people who are watching who don't understand, Ramadan is... do you want to explain what Ramadan is, since I have you here? Just explain kind of what the fasting is. It's like, I know it's from sunrise to sunset.
So for Muslims, 1 month a year, we have Ramadan. It moves 2 weeks earlier each year, so it's never in the same time. And we fast from sunrise until sundown. So again, each year is different because in the summer, the days are longer, in the winter, the days are shorter. So it's easier in the winter. Right now, it's hard because the day we fast about 17 or 18 hours.
Yeah.
So from 4:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m.
Okay, so and when you're fasting, you're not eating anything at all.
Nothing, not water, not nothing.
Nothing at all. Okay, so you're basically sleeping throughout the day, so you can keep your body healthy
until like 12 or 1.
Yeah.
So from 6 until 12 or 1, and then from بتنام ترى الساعة 12 واحدة. Yeah, he wakes up, does some posing, sends his pictures, checking pictures to Chris, just chills for a bit.
Yeah, so there's like five or six hours between the time he wakes up and the time he eats his first meal.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, I was just going to say how difficult is, because I know what it feels like when I wake up when I'm dieting and, you know, getting ready for a contest. So how difficult is that 5 hours?
He tries to like be busy. Like the cardio takes about an hour, hour and a half. Sometimes he'll just watch some TV. He'll try to take another nap, but it's hard. Because he's so hungry, it's hard to even take a nap, you know?
Yeah. Where exactly are you guys from? What countries?
Yeah, he's in Kafr Sheikh. It's a town in Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's been 5 years. So the last 5 years he's been in Kuwait.
Okay.
And I'm half Palestinian, half Canadian.
Oh, okay. So you're Canadian as well. Were you born in Palestine?
Yeah,
or were you born in Canada?
My family is out in Hamilton.
Were you born in Canada or born in the U.S.?
I went there when I was 10 years old. So most of my life I lived there.
Okay. Where in Canada? I'm from Canada.
Hamilton. A couple hours away from you.
Yeah, you're only a few hours away. Very cool. So how did you guys meet?
Give hands up. The question we get each time.
Well, it's interesting because he's on the other side of the world, right? So,
No, we met online because we're from two different worlds. So after we met online, he has family in Egypt and I have family in Egypt, so that's where we met. Mm-hmm. And he came and proposed to me there because Canada will give him a visa.
Oh, okay.
Three times he's tried.
Oh, really?
He wanted to come so bad, but it wasn't working. So anyway, we had to do the wedding in Egypt, and that's where it all happened.
So, okay, if I'm going too far, you just stop me, but I'm just curious.
Sure.
Is it an arranged marriage, or like, do you date first, or like, how does?
No. not arranged. We basically met. We fell in love. We told our parents.
Yeah.
He came proposed. Both our parents were against it. So really? There's a lot of family drama. Yeah, because he's from a town from Egypt. I live in Canada. So my parents wanted me to marry a Palestinian. His family wanted him to marry an Egyptian. You know, the typical Arabic demands.
Yeah.
So it for like a whole year, we've been going back and forth.
Yeah.
And then they came along because he refused to marry someone else and I refused to marry someone else. So.
Oh, nice.
But that's what I was going to
call him. That's nice. Was he bodybuilding at the time when you met him?
Bodybuilding. Yeah. We met like 4 hours, 4 years ago.
Four months.
He's saying I was a good luck charm because 4 months after we got married, he got his pro card. So yeah.
You know what? That's actually interesting. I was going to ask that. How much of a part do you play in his actual bodybuilding career?
He's like, I'm everything. He's being nice. No, to be honest, it does take a team to do what we do. Like it's hard for him. You're married, you know what it's like. If your wife is supporting you, it's hard to get very far. You can, it's just harder, you know?
So you've been supportive since the first day. Like you knew what he was doing. You knew what it took.
Bodybuilding from before I met him. Like I knew what I was into. Well, then, and I fan of something saying like I'm making it a lot easier for him because I understand what it takes. You know, it's a lot of work. So.
Interesting. So what is it like for him being in the bodybuilding world and? He kind of needs you to go everywhere because he can't speak English and everything. Now you're in the U.S. competing. So what is it like for him that way?
I'm sorry. She only wants me. So what are you asking, if it's hard for us or?
Well, the reason I ask is my mom learned English faster than my dad. My dad never knew English the whole time we lived here. He never learned. So it was always very hard for him. So I'm just curious for Hassan, how hard is it to, does he feel like he needs to learn or is he okay with you helping him or how does that work?
I'm going to say that 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 I بحاول اتعلم في اسرع وقت.
بس
انا عامه بحب اكون موجوده معاه في كل مكان يعني.
He's like, originally he does want me there all the time, but he knows how difficult it is, especially now with a baby. It's a lot more difficult than it used to be. Just to be up and around and everywhere, like at 12 p.m. at midnight we're together at the gym, so with a baby. So it's very hard sometimes. He knows that he needs to learn it for the sake of IFBB and just his fans and everything. So he's learning. He's just very shy to speak it out loud, you know?
Yeah, kind of like
he's
me.
Learning a little bit.
Like he's shy, like I am, about speaking Arabic.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, like with me, he'll speak a few sentences. Like he's not fluent or he doesn't know much, but he knows a little bit. But with me, he'll speak more than he does in public.
Yeah, I get it. It's funny. It's funny that he said that to you, because I think my dad didn't learn on purpose, just so that my mom would always have to be with him.
Maybe that's what he's doing. he's saying something nice for you to always be around.
So you guys, I'm not going to keep you long, because I know you guys, it's late and you want to go to sleep and he's dieting and you have a baby and everything. But I want to ask, you got the New York Pro coming up, and it's probably, you know, every show is the biggest show of your career. So how do you feel about the New York Pro coming up?
كيف حاسس New York Pro?
متحمس كتير.
He's very excited.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's 2 weeks.
كانت آخر بطولة السنة اللي فاتت ولا بطولة السنة.
Yeah, it was the last show for him last year and first show for him this year. So maybe it's good luck charm, who knows.
So the last show he did last year, I thought was New York, right? Last year?
No, actually, it wasn't last show, because it went to California.
California.
He doesn't like to count it. he takes it out of his mind.
Why?
What California happened? Pro, 2 weeks what? After New York, yes.
What happened in California?
Oh, no, that was California. That's when the day after his surgery, so he didn't play as well. Yeah, he got out of the hospital Friday. On Saturday, he was on stage, so...
Can I ask what can I ask what the surgery was?
شو كانت العملية؟
بتاع خراج من التام من فتحة الشرج.
Yeah, he got hemorrhoids as soon as we landed in the States, so okay. 2 weeks before. Yeah. But the surgery wasn't hemorrhoids. Surgery was an abscess from infection from hemorrhoids.
Okay.
So it was actually like bad days.
Okay.
It was really
okay.
bad.
Okay.
No, it's just because no one really realized how big of basically the size of a golf ball was taken out of his, you know, behind.
Yeah.
And it wasn't stitched up. So he had to keep putting gauze and stuff until it fully healed. And it's very, very deep. Like it's this much deep. Yeah, so it was disgusting.
Okay. Okay. So New York, I think the last time I saw Hassan compete was New York last year. Is that correct?
So it was New York and then California Pro.
No, but the California was after that. That's right. So he took...
It was 2 weeks after, yeah.
Yeah, he took fourth in New York, though, correct?
In New York and Tata Rabessa. Yeah.
I thought he looked great there, but did he feel like that was his best?
بس ما كانش يعني لسه أحسن إشي عندي يعني أحسن إشي في الوقت الحالي بس ما كنتش 100% على الستيج
لا ما كنتش 100%
he had improved a lot and he knows that it was his best package yet but he wasn't 100% on stage no like he knows he needs to be more conditioned and he felt really he wasn't feeling well at all the day before because that's when the hemorrhoids were at its worst and the infection was starting so him posing him being flexing all day long. That's what caused him to go to the hospital after.
Okay. Does he think he's going to be, he expects to be better this in 2 weeks?
He better be. He better be. He can't keep wasting years. I feel like since he's become a pro, every year there's just something comes up, you know?
Yeah,
he can't keep wasting.
That's how it is. So it seems like Hassan seems like a very... he seems like a very calm person, very like methodical. But so I want to ask, does he look around at the other competitors?
كثير هادي بس يعني أنت بتطلع على الناس اللي حواليك اللاعبين التانيين.
كله بتطلع عليهم.
Of course, he follows up. He knows.
So he knows,
what they're all up to.
بس بحب اكون مركز كتير يعني ما بحبش اشغل دماغي.
But he likes to focus 100% on what he's doing, so yeah. He doesn't overly like think about it, but he's aware of what everyone looks like.
Who does Hassan think his biggest competition is?
من اكبر المنافس لك في البطولة.
ودلوقتي ما فيش حد اعلى منه يلعب الا جاستن
right now Justin and Nick.
اكيد طبعا معلش يعني لازم نعمل لكل لاعب موجود على الستيج حساب
but he has to give every athlete on stage like account not account like he has to give them their weight like he doesn't know anyone could be could come up and be their best you know
كل واحد بيتغير سنه عن سنه وكل واحد بيجيب افضل ما عنده كل سنه جديد فلازم برضك احنا نعمل يعني ان احنا ما نبصش عليه ان هو مثلا على مستوى السنه اللي فاتت ممكن يكون جاي بنفس المستوى مفيش حد بيطلع بنفس المستوى بتاع كل سنه كل واحد بيعمل ابديت وبيجيب بيجيب جديد من نفسه
you can't underestimate anyone because everyone on stage they could look they could just transform from a year to another and shock everybody so you can't underestimate
لما بتطلع على المستويات اللي بتاعت السنه اللي فاتت ما بتطلعش هي مستوى هيجيب افضل بكتير فلازم انا اشتغل على ان انا اجيب افضل ما عندي.
Yeah, so when he looks at who's against him, he knows that whoever is coming up is going to even be in better condition. So he has to do even more. I'm sorry if I'm gonna... situated. I don't know.
He's set the whole box. No, it's okay. It's okay. Let her take it all apart. Who cares?
All her anger is coming.
Whatever keeps her happy. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
No,
disturbed by this.
No, don't listen. If anybody's disturbed by it, they probably don't have kids. Okay. So a couple questions. What is Hassan's plan is to win, but if he doesn't win, if he doesn't win, is there another show in play in mind?
Or
is...
Yes, for sure. He's not leaving the States until he qualifies for the Olympia.
Okay.
So we're gonna keep going until he qualifies.
If he qualifies, are you gonna stay all the way to the Olympia?
No, I want to have the luck in the Olympia.
لا هيجي عسكر تاني على الاولمبيا فلازم ارجع مثلا على مصر او اطلع من البلد عشان ما يحصلش مشاكل بس عشان معيش اقامه.
Yeah, he's worried because he's only here on a visa, so he can't stay too long in case he needs to come back again for the Olympia. So if he qualifies, we'll probably go to Egypt for a couple months and then come back a couple months before the Olympia to get ready for the Olympia.
Do you guys have plans to move to the United States at all, or do you want to stay in Egypt?
لا هاجي عسكر هنا فترة
لا بعدين يعني في المستقبل
يعني البلد هنا حلوة بس برضك عشان برضك خاطر أهلي لسه ما قررتش القعدة فيه ده.
Yeah, he's like life here is good, but for the sake of his parents, he doesn't know if he's gonna decide to stay here for long term or not.
Sure.
It's undecided.
Sure. لسه القرار الأساسي لسه ما خدتوش.
Yeah. But he likes it out here. He likes it a lot actually.
You know what I find interesting is how do his parents feel about his bodybuilding career?
كيف أهلك حاسين بالباري بيلدر يعني بمشوارك أنا
شعورهم؟ هم كلهم ساعات من بدأت في اللعبة هم كلهم وقفين في بعض المركزيني وبيدعموني كل الدعم يعني إن أنا أوصل لحد رسالة حتى ما قلت لهم أجي على أمريكا قالوا خلاص طالما عشان مستقبلك عشان لعبتك ما فيش حد ما ساعدوني إن أنا قصته.
Yeah, his parents were supporters from day one, like from the beginning of his bodybuilding career. So they've always been his number one fans. Even like him coming to the States, like they were like, as long as it's good for your bodybuilding, go ahead and do it. Yeah,
that's so amazing. It's been nice. You know, it's funny because my parents were always supportive, but my mom is always like, when are you going to be done playing this game you're playing? Even
She never took it seriously, eh? Yeah. What makes it difficult for him is his mom always makes him like the best food and she always wants to feed him. So she gets mad every time he goes like back home, he's on a prep and he's like, don't come back unless like you're able to eat food.
عشان تحس ان هي مثلا بتاكلني وبتاع ومهتمه بيا فتجيب لي الفراخ تسلقها لي وبتاع تقول لي ايه خد انت تتبلها واعمل زي ما انت بتعمل اوزن انت بقى كمل انت بقى بس انا حسيت ان انا عملت حاجه.
So for her to feel like she's like doing something, so she'll like boil the like a whole egg, a whole chicken and then give him the chicken breast. And she's like, okay, fine, like put your own spices and stuff on it.
Yeah.
Then she'll like do half of his meal.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like our parents are all the same because my mom. When I go home and I'm dieting, my mom thinks I'm sick because she'll see my face shrink and she'll be like, oh my, she'll be like, oh my God, you're sick. Let me make you something to eat right away. And I'm like, no, I can't eat anything.
It's out of the love of that. Like, it's fine. Like,
oh, of course.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to ask a couple like technical questions just so people know what he's doing. So when, how much does he weigh right now?
There was a
cutting.
270.
So how much cardio does somebody who weighs 270 have to do? Is it just the hour a day?
قديش كارديو واحد وزنه 270 يعمل مثلا ساعة في اليوم ولا قديش؟
هو كريس دلوقتي ماشي لي ساعة وسيوم أيام مثلا ساعة ساعتين يعني على حسب الصور.
Yeah, he just follows what Chris gives him. So right now he's giving him 2 hours a day.
No, 2 hours. Okay.
Yeah, but a few weeks ago it was only an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. It depends on his pictures.
Yeah.
So there's daily check-ins and based on that he changes it up.
Does he lose, is he somebody, I mean, obviously he gains muscle really easily, but does he lose fat really easily too? Or is his body stubborn?
Yeah, he's like very easily.
Very easy.
His body type, it's like yours actually.
Yeah.
He gains fat, like he looks at fat and then he gains it.
أنا على عديت من عند بيتزا ممكن أزيد 2 كيلو.
He's like if he passes by a pizza store, he'll gain 2 kilos. It's very hard.
So أنا التجهيز كله كان low carb. التجهيز كله السنة دي low carb.
The entire prep has basically been low carb. So.
Okay.
Almost.
So he gains weight really easily, but it takes him some real effort to get it off.
Yeah, and
it was so hard to get rid of it.
Yeah, in a month, he'll explode. Wait,
it's fine.
But to go down, it's a whole
other.
Yeah. What does his diet look like? Very low carb? Is it high in fat at all or no?
كيف الدايت تبعتك فيها فات كتير ولا كارب كتير؟ no fat and no carb.
No fat and no carb.
Very low carb and very low fat. So مشاك بس من بيضة؟
من لا سلمون من سلمون بس.
Oh, he has one salmon meal.
Yeah.
And then
الكارب بتاعي كارز 8 و6
And his carb for the whole day is 14 ounces of potatoes.
So he's not eating very many.
Spread on 2 meals.
Like his calorie, does he know what his calories are for the day? They can't be that high.
Their calories, no, they're not a lot. They're probably under 2,000.
Because it's all, it sounds like it's all protein. How much protein how much protein per meal is eating? Like 8 ounces?
So all his weight is before cooking, 8 ounces.
Oh, wow. He's not eating a lot of food at all.
No, he's eating no food, basically. In Turkish, I lost it.
ما فيش
yeah.
الوجبة الثانية دلوقتي 14 أونس والباقي والوجبة الثالثة 275 سلمون.
Yeah, 275 grams of salmon. About 8 or 10 ounces. Yeah, before cooking. He's like before cooking because he knows the trick. Before cooking. It counts.
المشكلة إن أنا عشان في الدايت بتاعي عشان أنشف لازم يعني فترة التجهيز بتاعتي كلها لازم أكون جعان ولازم أكون معاه.
Yeah, for him to get conditioned, he needs to be deprived and like hungry and starving.
Yeah.
A lot of. The day before, yesterday he had high carbs, thankfully, thank God.
Yeah.
But the day before that, he had his fourth day really, really low carbs and he couldn't sleep, just like 2 hours of sleep. The amount of hunger just causing him to not even sleep.
Yeah, I know that pain. Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions and I'll let you go. So I want to know why are so many great bodybuilders coming out of the Middle East and especially Egypt? Is there something in the culture there that's promoting it?
He said there's more support now in Egypt for the athletes.
يعني مثلا لفاتين دلوقتي كويس كويس فمستر اسلام فعاد بيدعم شباب فعاد يعني في امكانيات ان الشباب تكمل في معظم اللي كانوا بيوقفوا عشان قلة الإمكانيات ما فيش سبونسر فصعب النفر يكمل.
Yeah, before there was barely any sponsors, so it was hard for anyone to keep going. But right now there's a team KO squad. It's a businessman, Islam Portam, started it, and he's financially supporting a lot of athletes. Okay. So it's making them, it's giving them a chance to keep going. Yeah.
How does the public look at bodybuilders in Egypt? Like, do they look at them like they're weird, or is it a good thing?
كيف الناس العادية بتطلع في البوديبيلدينج في مصر يعني كأنه حاجة غريبة ولا حاجة كويسة؟
الأول مش كل الناس يعني أنا لسه السنة اللي فاتت حصل مواقف واحدة شافتني جت يعني قالت كلام كتير ملوش لازمة. والله ما كنت رايح للجواز ايه أعرف اللي أنت ده مش
Yes, someone was insulting him. I want to beat her up.
تعمل في نفسك كده ليه وحرام عليك وبتاع فاتكلمت معاها كانت حاجة بس كده احنا بنلعب وبلعب باسم مصر وبلعب بطولات وكذا 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 بعد الانستجرام بتاعي ومش عارف ايه بعد ما طلعت ربنا يوفقك وقعدت تتعيني هم بيشوفوا المنظر من بره ومش عارف ايه فبعد مثلا عن نفر يشرح لهم ويفهموا وبتاع بيقتنعوا بس بعد السنوات لما خدوا بقى رابي جرامي مستر اولمبيا طبعا اللعبه اختلفت كتير في مصر.
So, I'm gonna have to remember what he said.
I think I got a lot of what he said, but go ahead. You can say.
Yeah. Basically, he's saying that like I think it's just like the same as around the world. Like everybody's always like appalled and grossed out from the size and all. He's saying like a funny story happened to him this summer. Some lady comes up to him at a store and she's like, "Ew! Like why have you done this to your body? Like that's disgusting! Like completely insulting him." And then he basically just kind of like talked to her like nicely and. Kind of tried to explain to him like why he does what he does and showed her his Instagram and tried to educate her a little bit and then after that she was like wishing him well so that's a good thing I guess
he converted
yeah,
her
right she wished him well
yeah well that's what a good ambassador of the sport does I mean that's good that he has that attitude
yeah so and then now especially with Bigrami winning now in Egypt it's a whole other like image right like the media is covering it more people are understanding that it's a legitimate sport, you know?
Yeah, nice. Okay, so what is the ultimate goal is the Olympia. Where does he want to place at the Olympia? Where does he feel like he can place at the Olympia?
Olympia, شو رأيك وين حتكون يعني مو شو رأيك في Olympia?
Milano?
Is that cool, me? I'm like, yes, you. Who else, Jan?
No, I know what he means. It's
okay. أنا كلنا يعني أي حد بيلعب بيسعر نفسه كل الأول.
He's like everyone wishes to be number one, but.
بس طبعاً كل اللعبة اللي موجودة احترام ليهم. فأنا عامل أقصى جهدي إن أنا أكون منافس يعني قوي في ستون.
He said, out of respect of all the players there, he's just gonna make sure that he's a very strong contender.
أنا عندي يقين مش أنا الوحيد.
It's a very diplomatic answer.
I noticed. Yeah.
أنا عندي يقين مش أنا الوحيد.
أنت جوابك يعني دبلوماسي.
لا أنا عندي يقين إن أنا مش أنا الوحيد.
He knows he's not the only one struggling.
اللي هو يبقى معترف وينافس مستر أولمبيا أكيد بني آدم مستر.
Yeah.
أكيد يعني تعب كتير عشان يوصل لده. فأنا مش الوحيد اللي أنا اللي بتعب.
Yeah. Anyone that qualifies for the Olympia, it's clear that they've struggled their way through. So he knows that everyone deserves a spot there.
أنا أحاول إن أنا أعمل أكثر جهد إن أنا أكون منافس قوي في السوم.
So he'll do his best to be a good contender.
Okay.
But he deserves to be number one or top five. My person.
The wife always has. The wife always has to say that.
You're gonna get your pro first place, and then you're gonna jump over to Olympia and get first place, and then win for 10 years straight, so you set a record. He starts laughing at me.
That's what the wife has to say. That kind of stuff.
I gotta dream big, you know.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I'm gonna kind of let you guys go. I know you've been up late and your daughter is there and you guys were nice enough to give me the time. So I appreciate
it. No, it's okay. We appreciate it.
No.
We're big fans of the podcast. Fled. We always put it in the car while we're driving and I translate and then he laughs and I laugh.
No,
go back and forth. They don't know. Whatever
I did. I would like to get you guys back on again when he's not fasting. Maybe he has more time to talk, and you guys can sit and have a deeper conversation.
After he wins New York.
Okay, after he wins New York, perfect. Okay, guys, I'm gonna let you go. Hassan, good luck at the show. I hope you achieve everything you want to achieve. I thank you guys very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, guys.
So bye.
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 Say bye.
Bye-bye.